Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about this story. A new mum, Tia Duffy, got all glammed up for a night out with her friends. But the night was almost ruined by a staff member with an opinion on what she was actually wearing. And she joins me on the line. Tia, good afternoon to you.
Hiya, how are you?
How you doing, Tia? Now, by the way, congratulations. I believe you only had a baby recently.
I did. Thanks very much.
Little baby girl, the joy of your life, I'm sure.
Yes.
And you'll be moulding her into another Tia as she gets older, I hope.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, look, I have the picture here, okay? Now, we were actually going to put it up on Twitter for people to have a look at, so, you know, people could send us in comments or whatever it happens to be, right? But we kind of opted against that because nowadays Twitter is so toxic, you know, that you're going to get the positive comments, but you're also going to get all the trolls and the negativity as well. And I don't think, Tia, you need that just before Christmas, to be honest with you, with the greatest respect. But anyway, you sent us the picture anyway. So you went out on a night out. What was this? A Christmas party? Just the lockdown was over? I just want to go out for a quick drink with a friend? Or what was it? Or what was the idea of it?
Well, yeah, I was just going out with the girls. I hadn't seen them in a year. I haven't been in Ireland in a year. I live in Canada. So we all booked a night away in a hotel, a Dublin hotel, so that it would be central to all of the nightlife there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you decided, I'm going to get dolled up for this one. I haven't been out all bloody year. I need to glam myself up here. So you did glam yourself up, in fairness to you. And you have a nice, what do they call that? Is that called a jumpsuit?
A jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Let me just describe this to people, okay.
Yeah.
It's fair to say, because you've had a baby as well, you're a well-endowed lady, all right?
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah. So, and you have, it's kind of like, Ashling, what do you call that? What's that one that goes over your boobs? What's it called to you? You know what, it goes around your neck, over your boobs. That's that women would know what that's called. Tia, you describe it to me, will you?
Okay, so basically I'm wearing a jumpsuit and I have like a fancy bra underneath.
Right.
That's the best way to describe it.
Now, is that bra skin colour or is that see-through? I'm trying to see here. Is that skin colour?
It's skin colour, yeah.
This sounds awful, by the way, that I'm now looking at your boobs on the radio, right?
Okay, no, but this is important because people are judging me based off an image. And even to begin with, I had a blazer over that again. But I took it off for a split second to go to the back of a tree in a hotel lobby to take the photograph. Like, I had no, and I mightn't have had any intention to even put that image online. But then the girls took it and I was approached within seconds and told to put my blazer back on.
So right. To explain to people, you have, it's a fancy looking bra. You know, it's like something I suppose you would buy in Victoria's Secrets. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So it has a kind of mesh, which doesn't expose, and I hate to be crude about this, just for listeners, it doesn't expose your nipples or anything like that.
It's cleavage. It's just, if you look, without the bra, trust me guys, without the bra, it would have looked very much more sexualized. That's why I chose the bra, right? Because I know I'm in the fashion industry years, so.
Yeah.
I definitely know how to dress a body and definitely a curvy body.
Absolutely. You look lovely on a night out. So the staff come over to you and said, what did they say to you?
She just approached me and said, would you mind putting the blazer back on? There's children around.
Children?
But there wasn't. I mean, as far as we could see, there was nobody in the lobby because I'm very, very cautious about taking pictures and who's around and who's watching. There was nobody there. So we were just so perplexed when it happened and we were wondering, did a manager tell this worker to say so? But it appears like whoever it was just took it upon themselves to make a comment on what I was wearing, which I just find is not acceptable. And I wondered how many other women that had happened to. So I felt like I had to make a point from it.
Let me be clear, yeah. Okay, Tia. And I'm not judging you for what you were. By the way, I think you look lovely, right? But there are people out there who will say that this is, when a woman exposes a lot of cleavage, and because you obviously have, you know, you're well endowed, particularly at the moment after having a baby as well. I don't know whether you're breastfeeding or whatever, but I'm assuming it's because you've had a baby, they're a bit more endowed than they normally would be. Would that be the case?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know how to word this. I'm getting too embarrassed.
No doubt about it. I've worn really similar. If you go back on my Instagram, like two Christmases ago, I have basically the same bra on and nobody bat an eyelid. But I was 14 or 15 pounds lighter.
Right, okay.
So that's why, that is my entire point, is that like...
Yeah, because you're a bit curvy at the moment, yeah.
Yes,
Yeah. Okay, so that's a nice way of saying things, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. So, and okay, so, and you look lovely. And it's not everybody's cup of tea. And I know, by the way, women are women's worst enemies, right? Because I guarantee you, if I put that up on Twitter, there are more women that would have a pop at you than men, right? I don't know what that's 100%. All about. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, now, it's not every woman's cup of tea. One woman might say, oh, Jesus, no, I wouldn't do that. But there are other women who would go out like that. And there is no doubt a lot of people would say, oh, you're doing it to get a bit of attention. And here, you know, look, we all go out looking good, not only for ourselves, but to have people think we look good. So we are we constantly look for attention as human beings. When I say look for attention, we look for, I suppose, people to look at us and think we look well. And I'm assuming that's why you wore it.
Well, I wore it to look good because I feel good, and I you know, the papers contacted me and I reported on it because I'm a teacher and I'm a spokesperson for body image, so I want to make sure that it never happens again.
Okay, and this is your whole point about body positivity. Yeah. In other words, no matter what shape or size we happen to be, I'm a skinny little fella, but no matter what shape or size we happen to be, we should be positive about our own bodies.
Yeah, and not afraid. Comment on someone else's. You know, like, it's not, you project a bad body image on yourself if you say anything bad about anybody else. It really reflects what you feel about yourself, which is the sad truth about a lot of bullies online and trolls, is that they're more to be pitied than anything else. You know?
And by the way, you know, they're just breasts, for God's sake. Yeah. You know, it's not like we haven't seen a pair of them before, you know what I mean?
I know. And, you know, we've all seen cleavage. Like, there's, it is. If you look at the image, it's cleavage. Behind the bra or whatever you see with your eyes, it's cleavage at the end of the day. So, yeah, I felt like it was important to talk about it.
I know Facebook last year banned pictures of women breastfeeding if you could see the nipple, which I thought was quite a bizarre thing to do. I mean, we're actually psychologically deciding that a nipple is a disgusting thing.
A sexual thing. I think we need to start raising our children to not, like, I mean, if they fed from it, why is it such a sexual thing? I think that we need to just recondition our
minds. I don't see any harm in having, I mean, look, breasts are known as secondary genitalia, right? According to biology, right? But I don't see any harm in having breasts being sexual, because I think it's exciting for a man and a woman in an intimate relationship. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, and look, I don't see anything wrong with men looking at women's bodies and finding them extremely attractive or sexual. I don't see anything wrong with women looking at men's bodies, if that's what they want to do, and find them, you know, attractive and sexual. I think women look at men's bodies differently, but to the way the men look at women's bodies, by the way. I think that's...
I think it's just the double standard on their nipple. It's like men have nipples as well, women have nipples, but because we have a bit of fat around them, it's sexualized.
It's weird, isn't it? It's a psychological thing, isn't it? Yeah. It was like I said to somebody recently, right? Would you walk down, like, for example, you know, in a holiday village, would you walk around in your bikini? And they said, yeah. I said, would you walk around in your underwear? And they went, no.
No.
But it's exactly the same thing. It's just a different material.
What's the
difference? It's psychological. It's all psychological, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. And it's what it implies, right? It's what an image implies. It's the imagery. Like, oh, if I'm in bed, where it means bed. If I'm in a swimsuit, it means I'm going to a pool. It's kind of what it implies. Definitely psychological.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened afterwards? So in the hotel, your woman come over and said, "Right, can you put your cardigan back on, please? There's children around. God bless them. Cover their little eyes." So what happened then?
I just put it back on and I sat down and I gathered my thoughts for a minute.
You must have been very upset about that, by the way.
Well, I was. I was embarrassed because, you know, I am a body positive advocate, and I stand up for people that get abused online, and then it happened to happen to me. So I just had to gather my thoughts, and then I did go back up to the girl herself, and I said, whether you know it or not, that was a body shaming incident. Like, you commented on what I was wearing. I told her my nipples weren't shown by any means. I said, I'm fully covered, and you knew I was wearing the blazer with the outfit. I just didn't see why they had to go through the effort to make me feel so uncomfortable. And definitely in front of my friends. And then I asked for the manager, who was extremely understanding. She told me she herself had curves, and she was like, God, I'm really, really sorry that this happened. So in fairness to them, they have handled it very well. And I definitely accept the apology. I think it's definitely a good move and a good way to move forward. And hopefully it never happens to any other women or men.
Okay, and that's the reason, by the way, the reason we haven't mentioned the hotel, not that there's a problem mentioning it, is that they have apologised to you and you've accepted their apology, and I'm sure they're probably making it up to you as well in some way. I hope they do make it up to you in some way. Maybe a night out in the hotel might be nice, actually. But
that would be nice,
But in saying that, you just going forward, you just don't want to see this happening to anybody else. And look, I know we live in a strange world, a strange society. And look, you know, when you dress like that, it does attract attention. There's no doubt about it to you. And I don't think we can ever get away from that because
Definitely men are going to look at you.
You know,
yeah, I'm open to scrutiny. Like, I mean, people have said if it was somebody in the public just passing a remark, I would engage in a conversation with them. But I just think I was at a loss when it was coming from a hotel worker. And that made me think how many other people had it happen to, right? Because it's different if someone just says something to you. Like, I'm used to people commenting online. But then when it comes from an actual hotel representative or somebody that's representing a company where I'm just minding my own business, it was a bit. It was harder. Like, it was harder than just.
And would you normally dress in quite revealing, particularly, I suppose, in summertime, you know, where the weather is warmer, I suppose. It's harder in the winter to dress like that.
But no, not really.
No, this was just a kind of one-off. You decided, I'm going all out tonight.
I just felt really good about my body. And no, I don't ever really wear revealing stuff. Like, you'll see on my Instagram, I'm always in my sweats or I'm in workout gear. Like, I very rarely get out, as I say. Like, it's nearly once a year I'm messing with a girl saying, right, I'll see you next year again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
okay, so you've got past the answer. Okay, and in relation to what has happened online, so I know you have an Instagram account. I'm not too much into Instagram. I'm more of a Twitter person myself. But
And
Twitter can be very toxic. So, but I don't know. You put this up on Instagram. What sort of reaction did you get on Instagram?
I got people reaching out right away and calling me every name under the sun. And then I also got very positive feedback. So there is a lot of people saying that I look ridiculous. And there's actually, funnily enough, there's a lot of older women commenting, you know, kind of slut shaming and all of this type of stuff. So, you know what?
And does that bother you, by the way, people calling you those names online? Does that bother you, or does it just water over the back?
No way. Look, I'm modeling 10 years. I've directed photo shoots for Vogue magazine. I know my work is good. I'm confident in what I do and spreading positivity. If people want to say bad stuff about me, it's just a reflection of them. Like, I can't be letting comments get in on me like that. And of course, if I'm teaching children too, I have to learn. They have to learn how to have a thick skin. And
Now, let's be clear. Most people would be saying that you're not going to walk into a classroom full of children looking like that.
Definitely not.
There's a time and a place, isn't there? Yeah.
I know a thing or two.
That's psychological. Okay, but so how? Just going forward, finally to you. How do we stop this from happening? I mean, there's always that argument too when a girl shows off cleavage that if she meets a guy, he's not talking to her, he's talking to her boobs, right? I mean, how do we change that mindset or that psychology that we're almost ashamed of a little bit of skin in this, particularly in this country? How do we change that mindset?
Well, for me, I founded my Be Body Aware project about 5 years ago, and I just talk about it. I think the best way is conversation in the media and people like yourself supporting it, men and women both supporting conversations around bodies. They're all different. We should never judge anybody else's body. And just to be really thinking about mental health and what you're doing, like Coco's Law passed.
I know. Yeah, we've had Jackie on the phone so many times. Jackie Fox, we've been there from the start with Jackie Fox and Coco's Law. So the lady who was, of course, Nicole's mother has been on the air with us many times. A wonderful, wonderful woman and a great advocate for this idea of bringing in legislation to stop harassment and to stop the way we treat each other badly like that.
Yeah.
Particularly online, I think a lot of it is online. I don't know much about Instagram, but is Instagram similar to Twitter in the respect that you would get that toxic kind of comments?
Yeah, well, I would receive a lot of comments, but they're never from real people. They're always from people hiding behind a profile, and to which I just respond, like, if you really want to have the conversation about body image, you know, just be who you are and send me an email. I have set up my own Be Body Aware project to help women who get abuse online. Like, there's no way that I won't have a conversation with you. Like, I'm here.
Okay. And if people want to reach out to you for a bit of advice, maybe they want to dress like you and they want to, you know, show off what they have and they want to be more positive and confident about the way they dress. I mean, and they want to talk to somebody like you. Whereabouts can they find you?
They can find Be Body Aware. It's my project. It's on Instagram, or they can also find me on Instagram at Tia Duffy Official.
Okay, Tia Duffy Official. Yeah. We'll put a link actually on our Twitter account if anybody wants to find you. All right. Listen, Tia, it's been lovely talking to you. Have a lovely Christmas and look after that young daughter of yours, all right?
I will. Thanks very much.
All right. See you, Tia. Bye. There you go. Tia Duffy went down for a night out in a top Dublin hotel. And yes, dress very revealing, I have to say. It's a lovely picture, but she's dressed very revealing. And but in saying that, nothing showing that shouldn't be shown, and she was asked to cover up. I thought we'd come past that, the old Catholic Irish of shaming people for the way they dress. Look, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and I know you'll all have your opinions on it. As I said, I was going to put the picture up on Twitter, but I just know there's going to be trolls there who are going to have a go at her. A lot of you will probably compliment her, but there will be others that'll have a go at her.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.